really is the year of Taylor Swift. She has been selling out concerts for months now, releasing hit songs, breaking records with her concert tour movie, and helping to get some the NFL some new followers by dating Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. And now the 33-year-old has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Well, joining us now, Kelly Conniff, Time's Senior Executive Editor, to talk about the choice. Kelly, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Without sounding obvious here with all of her accomplishments, is there one key factor, though, for you that put Taylor at the top of the list and the winner of the big prize?
It's a really good question. And I think the main thing for Taylor is that she's a master storyteller, right? She's deploying her art and her ability to shape narratives to share herself with the world. And she's also one of the rare people who's both the writer and the hero of her own story. So when you're listening to her music, when you're seeing how she puts herself out there in the media, everything from how she's on social media to maybe her at a football game, she's really kind of giving you this whole picture of who you are and giving us a version of herself that is so relatable, and at the same time helping people kind of see themselves within her music and how she stitches this all together.
And Kelly, isn't it also that it's just kind of cool that it's so positive?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this was a really dark year. And every year we look at some lighter choices. We look at some people who are bringing some of that light in. And we haven't gone that direction before. And there's often a good reason. But this year, it really just made so much sense. It was like everything came together at once. And I think Taylor Swift is something that people agreed on this year, which is so, so rare in our kind of stratified culture. She made people feel good. Even if you're not a super fan, even if you're not a Swiftie, you probably engaged with her in some way, shape, or form. And I think that says something.
Well, Taylor was among nine finalists that you had, including the leaders of Russia and China, Britain's King Charles, and Barbie. So what was compelling about that diverse group to make the final cut?
Well, we do this every year. We have a meeting kind of in usually in September, October, where everybody on staff sends in ideas ahead of time, and then we all discuss together in a room. As the person running the franchise this year, I got all of the email pitches. And I have to tell you, my inbox just read Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. There are a few other names in there, and we definitely discussed them. Some of them were on the short list that we shared publicly, but it was almost an overwhelming majority. That doesn't happen every year. You know, I've worked at Time for almost 11 years, and some years there's really just a consensus. Some years there's a lot of disagreement. This year really felt like much more of a consensus year. And it was a different choice for us. We haven't done anyone in the arts before, but I think that's what made it so exciting and in a way made it feel so right.
Kelly, we have about 30 seconds left. What dirt did Taylor spill on she and Travis?
She did not spill any dirt, but she did really talk about their relationship. And she said, look, you know, we're together. We've been together for a while. She gave us some details on how they got together. She talks about how she heard him on his podcast and then that they started talking after that. And she said, look, like, I'm not trying to hide. He's not trying to hide. We want to support each other. I'm going to go to his games. He's going to come to my shows. And we all thought that was just a really lovely statement and kind of, you know, inspirational. And also it gives us all something to look forward to when we see them at each other's gigs.
Kelly, good piece in time. Thanks for joining us to share it.
Thanks so much for having me. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Time Magazine Senior Executive Editor Kelly Conniff.